Last night we're at we did the show 6 till 7 at night. We do it, the Chris Faith Show's Hour of Power, every single weekday as you're driving home. 6 till 7, we're on.
Yes, we are, and we were at Real Cinemas, and usually they have this amazing, amazing menu because Guy Fieri's behind all the food at the Real Cinemas in Jebel Ali, like 5-star food. These trash can nachos,
so good. We Rossi and I are on a diet, and we usually do food challenges.
Yeah,
all right. But for this time and this time only, well, maybe until you and I lose some weight, then we can go back to eating food challenges.
Mm.
We said to Pretty Malik, it's over to you.
This is the first time in Chris Fade Show's history that one of you has not participated in a food challenge.
So yep. Half a kilo of cheesecake came out. I mean, when you look at it, you know, like a full cake, a full cheesecake, just cut it in half. That's what was served.
With pretzels.
And chips.
And chocolate sauce.
Like, as in crisps were wedged into the cheesecake with pretzels, chocolate sauce drizzled. It was handed over to Pretty, and bang, she had to eat it.
Yeah, she went against a lady from Finland who was bigger than you in height.
I failed miserably. Like, on this show, I am the slowest eater.
You are?
Yeah.
Like, I take a whole entire show to eat, like, one sandwich or, like, one croissant or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys trusted me to do a food challenge. Are you crazy?
I know. You did really well, actually. You can see more of it on the Insta stories if you want to go and see Pretty Malik get demolished by the lady from Finland who was had the pressure of her kids watching, so she needed to win.
So how do you feel?
I can't tell you honestly what happened last night. So I was so full, and I was like, there's no chance I'm going to eat anything after this for the next, like, 3 days,
yep.
Right? Because it's cheesecake.
Yep.
I got home, and Jeff was having Nando's. Oh, yeah. I had some chicken as well.
As well.
And now, what are you doing? It didn't happen.
Just on the toilet.
And now I feel like I shouldn't eat for like a week.
Oh, so you? Can we ask the question? Have you been?
Don't ask that question. That's disgusting. I've got two different types of flushers, by the way.
I like this one better.
Yeah, same with me. I like this flush.
That's
a newer toilet.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
I don't want to know. We don't want to know that. but we did say if you lost the cheesecake eating competition, which you did, a live cat would be brought into the studio.
But I tried really hard.
I know.
You're not going to do it.
No, I think we should at some stage in the show.
It's not fair.
Why?
Because, first of all, I was forced in to do this food competition because you two are on a diet.
Yep.
And I was going to fail anyways because I am the worst, like, slowest eater ever. I was set up to fail.
The diet that I'm not on a diet. I'm just eating my usual self. Rossi's on a diet. What's this diet that you're on?
Just diet, really. Just not eating. just eating chicken breast, and I've got yogurt for breakfast.
So eating healthy.
Who's giving you this?
I don't want to talk about it if you're just going to bag them out. So, no.
That's not bad. Chicken
and
breast
I haven't.
But for breakfast, you're only allowed to have that little tub of yogurt.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
If there's nutritionists listening right now, proper nutritionists, Rossi's waking up having a little tub of yogurt. That's it.
You're not going to have anything else.
You're supposed to get your metabolism going. Put some food into your body.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Let's see. Because it's like fast weight loss, and then you have to go through the stabilization phase next, which is changing your lifestyle.
You listen to them.
Yes. Okay? Yeah.
Jax Jones on...